What is your perspective on today's gospel reading? What is this account of Jesus' transfiguration saying to you right now? What is it speaking into your heart? I'm going to be silent now. I have four kids at home, so if nobody wants to say anything, I'm perfectly willing to take all the silence I can get here. Yeah. How Jesus is going to be after his resurrection. Good. Good. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So how did that feel when everybody, nobody was talking and we were just in the silence? Did that feel a little uncomfortable? A little bit, yeah. So as I was reflecting and meditating on today's gospel reading, it became clear to me that God wants us to get comfortable with uncomfortableness when nobody's saying anything and God is speaking to us in that silence. St. John of the Cross said, God's first language is silence. Remember that the Word of God, Jesus, was with the Father and the Holy Spirit in silence before God ever said the words, let there be light. If we want to converse with God in his native tongue, silence is the language with which we should start the conversation. During Jesus' transfiguration, instead of conversing with God in his first language of silence, we hear Peter give in to the temptation we may also sometimes give in to. This is a temptation of feeling like we always have to be saying something in our own language, or we feel like we always have to be doing something, simply being in Jesus' presence, listening to the words Jesus is speaking into our hearts, and basking in the glow of God is enough for us. In fact, it is more than enough. In today's gospel reading, we hear a delicious morsel of truth in Matthew's account of the Transfiguration, which is not included in the accounts of Mark and Luke. When describing Jesus' transfiguration, Matthew tells us that his face shone like the sun. Just as you cannot be exposed to the sun without receiving its rays, neither can you be exposed to Jesus without receiving his divine rays of grace, love, and peace. Instead of Peter just basking in and soaking in these divine rays in silence, Peter busied himself with talking and wanting to put up tents, which could result in blocking these divine rays from reaching others, with all that we say and all that we do. How many times have we blocked these divine rays from bringing blessings into our own lives? We block the blessings from these rays when we focus too much on acting as human sayings or human doings, instead of living as we were created, as a human being. During this penitential season of Lent, let us call to mind all those times that we, like Peter, were so busy saying and doing things that we were blocking God's blessings and grace from illuminating our lives. Maybe it was when we were so busy talking to others or doing a bunch of activities that we didn't make time to receive God's grace through the Eucharist at Mass on weekend or a holy day of obligation. Or it could have been during what is supposed to be our time conversing with God in prayer when we tried to dominate the conversation. Let us come before God with contrite hearts for the times we have turned into that annoying person in a conversation who is doing all the talking, when instead we were meant to embrace the silence, to make space for God to speak into our hearts. These are just a few of the ways that we may have given into the temptation of feeling like we always have to be saying or doing something, and in the process block blessings that Jesus wanted to touch our lives with. Just being fully present with and listening to Jesus or someone who has wisdom they want to share with us could be the most important thing we do today. Our Father reminds Peter on the mountaintop and each of us here today to listen to Jesus. So before we go off saying and doing a bunch of things, let us simply be with and listen to Jesus, as this is what he most desires. Our God loves spending quality time with us, free from a bunch of talking, busyness, and distractions. God knows our hearts. God knows when our hearts desire divine help to resist the temptation Peter gave into. Tomorrow, before we say anything or do anything, let us go be with Jesus in prayer and listen to what God has to say to us in the Bible. Then, after having spent time with him in prayer and listening to his word in the Bible, let us feel Jesus touch us as he touched Peter, James, and John in today's account of the Transfiguration, and say to us, rise and do not be afraid. For when we have basked in the divine rays of being in Jesus' presence and have clothed ourselves in his word to be the lamp to guide our day, as our feet hit the floor, it is not us who are afraid. It is the enemy who is afraid. Then, as we descend the mountain with Jesus, walking in his light, we are reminded about Jesus' glory. We are reminded that Jesus' glory is both something he has and something Jesus gives away to each of us, so that we may freely choose to bring this glory back to him. God's will is for there to be a circulation to his grace and glory. Our hearts become radiant in Jesus' presence, strengthened by our yearning to be with Jesus. It is when we are most satisfied in being with and listening to Jesus that God is most glorified in us. With eyes of faith, we can see Jesus' glory shining forth here and now. Our participation in the Eucharist already gives us a foretaste of Jesus' transfiguration of our bodies. As we receive the Eucharist, this is when we both give Jesus a home as well as give Jesus our hearts, so he can give our hearts a home in him. As a whole body of baptized believers, this is how we enter into the mystery of our transfiguration in Jesus. Well, for a homily on silence, I've already said way too much. So I'm going to be silent now before a voice comes from a cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Does anyone else have anything else they'd like to say?